You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Honestly, it can be hard to keep up with the number of news stories about Facebook and the influence it has over our daily lives. Just this week, CNN reported that Facebook ads linked to Russia were targeted at people in Michigan and Wisconsin in last year's presidential campaign. Targeted political ads make business sense, in the same way I get served ads for comfortable shoes and dog toys, stuff I buy a lot of. Well, Facebook can show political ads to a select but highly engaged group of people. And unlike ads for politicians or causes in print, TV, or on the radio, they're not fact-checked, and it's often not clear who paid for them. And remember, since they're so targeted, what you see is different from what I see and from what your neighbor sees, etc. So the news organization ProPublica built a tool that makes things more transparent. It's called the Political Ad Collector, or PAC. Get it? Anyway, Julia Angwin is a senior reporter at ProPublica, and I asked her to explain how it works.
If you put this little bit of software on your computer, what happens is when you go to Facebook and you open up your page, it will grab the ads and try to check which ones are political ads. And then it asks you, hey, these are the ones we think are political. Are we right? And then when you say yes, it sends them off to our little database. And then we also show you ads that other people are seeing that are political. So it says ads I'm seeing and then the ads other people are seeing that are political. So you get a sense of like what else is happening on Facebook that isn't being targeted to you.
You tested this tool out during the German elections. What'd you find?
Yeah, we thought we would start with the German elections and just see if we were able to collect a bunch of ads. And we were. We got about several hundred ads. And we looked through them and saw that there were, you know, there were a lot of things that were not unexpected. It wasn't a particularly, you know, controversial election by German standards. So there were the expected ads where, you know, candidates were saying things that they had said otherwise. But we did see some fake ads. So some people, there was a group that was pretending that it was one of the political parties and then and making ads, but it wasn't actually the political party.
What is happening with political ads on Facebook? Why is your experience, say, so completely different from mine, you know, when we go and look at our feeds?
The reason Facebook is so powerful and makes so much money as an advertiser is because they have this incredible ability to target ads to these tiny audiences. So if an advertiser, you know, a politician wants to reach only people who like cigars, have a hamster, and live in a particular zip code, they will find them and they'll be able to serve ads to them. So what that means is that ads are sort of micro-targeted in a way that really, it could be that just a handful of people really ever see them and no one else does. And what me and my colleagues were wondering about was, given that ability, are politicians abusing it? Could they say one thing to the hamster lovers and one thing to the, you know, guinea pig lovers? And, you know, I don't know, this analogy is kind of idiotic, but, you know, could they be telling different people different things? And, would we be able to know about that? If we didn't collect these ads, how would we ever know?
Why are hyper-targeted ads like this? I mean, why are they so valuable to politicians, to campaigns, and to issue groups?
I mean, one reason they're so valuable to campaigns is they're really cheap. I mean, you can buy ads for as little as $5 or $10 to reach a really small group of people, and you could just run them for a few hours. So, you know, there's not that many ad buys you can do out there that are that small. So you could really test a message with a small group. You know, maybe you know that one particular kind of person is really your core. You could send that message out, see how well it does, and then broaden out. So it gives you the ability to test. You know, there were some stories during the 2016 presidential election that at some points, the Trump team had maybe thousands of different ads out on Facebook, trying out different messages to see which one would resonate. And so now we don't know if those stories are true because no one actually could collect all those ads then. But that was what was said. And that was one reason we were inspired to do this, because we thought, well, if there are thousands of messages out there, what do they say?
You know, thinking about how many people use Facebook and how integral it is, and, you know, other internet services are to people's lives, how might the regulatory environment around this change? Is it going to change when, you know, we go forward? After all, there are more elections coming.
Yeah, I mean, the Federal Election Commission has just said that it will reopen its discussion about whether online advertising needs to include disclosures of who paid for the ad, which is required in print and TV and radio. But the Election Commission has basically deadlocked on whether that's a requirement for internet advertising. So they've reopened that discussion. And I guess I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if they did say that the disclosure was required now that online advertising is so much more crucial to political campaigns than it was at the time that they first started discussing it. But that said, those rules are pretty limited. They often apply only during the last 30 or 60 days of an election. And since our election cycles are so long, you know, it still means that a lot of ads would not have that disclosure.
Julia Angwin, senior reporter at ProPublica, thank you so much.
Thank you.